Welcome to our Sunday message, Sunday the 9th of November 2025. I'm going to read three scriptures, one from the Old Testament and two from the New. Let's just quickly go to Proverbs 18 verse 21. Proverbs 18 verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Let's just look at Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 10. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess that Yeshua is your Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Let's just quickly look at the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 11 verse 22 and 23. Mark chapter 11, starting at the end of verse 22 and 23. So Yeshua answered and said to them, Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Those things which he says will be done, and he will have whatever he says. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Bless it to us, we pray. If you look at it, we thank you for the life contained in your word. We pray, Lord, that we might unlock this treasure as we keep an open mind and we hunger for the things of God. Thank you for the blessing that your word is to us. And Holy Spirit, we ask you, quicken it to us in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. Praise God. Now, we have been talking about the whole subject of developing our faith. As we have been saying, God wants strong men and women as his children. He doesn't want weaklings that flop around and blown about by every wind of doctrine, fall over at any difficulty that comes their way. No, he wants strong people, people that are successful in whatever they put their hands to. And as we've been saying, the key to it is faith. Once again, we don't just suddenly have faith. Some people might be gifted with a bit more faith than others, but ultimately, the issue is not how much we have to start with. The issue is what we do with it, as always. And as we've been saying, it is possible for us to develop our faith. You and I, as children of God, can, with the right information and the right attitude, develop ourselves into great men and women of faith and power. The two go together. We spoke about the importance of the word. How important it is, the energy for the soul, as I call it. The energy contained in the Word of God needs to be transferred into our spirit being. The spirit man, which the Bible also describes as the heart of man. And you see, in the same way as food needs to be chewed, absorbed into the bloodstream and distributed to the muscles, in that way, the Word of God needs to reach us. It's not enough just to hear the word. As we've been saying, there's this process of that word from outside coming into us and ultimately impacting our spirit man, our heart. And then the process starts of using that energy, using it up, and developing our faith, very much like one would develop their physical body. That having been said, as we've seen in the scriptures, there is a close tie-up between your and my faith and what we say. There's a very close connection between our faith level and what we say. You'll see in that first scripture, with the heart one believes. Can you see that? With the heart one believes. Remember, faith is an issue of the spirit. Only the spirit man can develop faith. But before it says that one believes with the heart, it makes it very clear that what we confess affects what we believe in our heart. For with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. What you and I say affects our spirit being. Let me say that again. Whatever you and I speak with our mouth affects our spirit being. Nothing can build up our faith more than speaking the right words. On the other side of the coin, nothing can destroy our faith quicker than speaking the wrong words. Words are extremely important. Right from the very beginning, God created the world that we know, the whole universe that we know, with the word of his mouth. What actually happened there is he released his faith, and what was in the spirit realm manifest in what we know as the physical realm. And so you see, you and I need to realize that if we want to develop our faith, we need to take control over our tongue. If we want to develop our faith, we have to get our tongue to work for us and not against us. As we read there in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Now there's a great deal that could be said about this whole subject, and we haven't got time to look at everything. But just as far as this whole process of developing our faith is concerned, let's realize that the quickest way to get the word into our spirit man is by what we speak. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Every time we hear the word, it affects our faith man, our spirit man. Every time we eat something, it affects our energy level. So you see, we need to be careful, of course, what we eat. We've spoken about that. But notice something. With the tongue, confession is made unto salvation. When you and I speak, something happens. It sets in motion a whole series of events. And the better we understand that, the better use we can make of our tongue. Like I said, let's get it to work for us. The title of this message is Speak the Answer. And there's so much truth in that. But I need to explain. You see, the moment you and I speak, automatically we hear. Physiologically, your and my brains are structured in such a way that the speaking mechanism is very closely situated next to the hearing mechanism. If we want to really hear something, and remember, there is hearing and hearing. The Lord said, those who have ears, let him hear. Well, everybody's got ears. The point he's making is that it's possible to hear, but not really hear. We have talked about this. And so you see, a lot of word can come our way, and it can actually blow over us without really deeply affecting us. What we want is for the word of God to impact us, to impact our soul. And so you see, when you and I actually speak the word, we hear. Part of us hears. And you see, the moment you and I hear, supernaturally, it develops faith. Faith grows. Faith begins to materialize. So it stands to reason that the more we speak the words of God, the more our faith will develop. The more we speak the word of God, the more our faith will develop. So you see, we have a responsibility. Now, speaking the word of God, as we all very well know, does not come naturally. Let me say what does come naturally. You and I as human beings so naturally speak how we feel. Whatever we feel, we so easily start to speak it. And can I say this? In the spirit realm, the enemy of our soul is out there encouraging us. When we feel angry, we are immediately impressed to give words to our anger. vent our feelings. If we feel miserable, our natural reaction is to speak about it, to tell everybody about it. If we are affected physically, the first thing we say is, I'm sick, I'm feeling bad. And all of those things might seem very natural to the natural man. But you see, if we have understanding, we need to realize that whatever we say affects the course of our life. This is a very deep thing to grasp as children of God. But you see, herein lies the key to developing spiritually. The devil's trick, you see, is to get us to speak the problem. Every time we speak the problem, it diminishes our faith. The moment our faith is diminished, it minimizes the amount of effect God can have in our lives. It doesn't take too much to realize that people that are always speaking negatively, always rehearsing the issues, always explaining how bad they are feeling, always complaining, those people never ever rise up and achieve great things. Not because they are incapable, not because God hasn't called them to great things, but because they are being destroyed by the words of their mouth. Now you see, you and I as children of God need to realize this, and we need to take control over our tongue. But let me say at the outset, it's probably the most difficult thing that there is, for the very reasons that we're talking about. The enemy of our soul, you see, will stand by and prompt us so easily to say what comes naturally. We look at something, we say, oh, that's impossible, it'll never happen. The moment we say that, guess what? No, don't even guess. Be assured it won't happen. It can't happen. God himself stands on the sidelines and his hands are tied, believe it or not. That's the facts. You see, with your words, confession is made unto salvation. In the same breath, negative words, confession is made unto destruction. We are the product of the words not only that we have spoken over ourselves, but those words that others have spoken over us. Now you see, you and I cannot control what other people say, but what we can control is what we say. But is it easy? No, it's not. Let's just look at the book of James, chapter 3. I'll read from verse 1. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Now, listen to this. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man. You see that? If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. The point is this, you see. You and I, by controlling what we say, can direct the course of our lives and ultimately direct the course of our destiny. Once again, let me say, as the scripture says, if any man can do that, he's perfect. Implying that not many are able to do that. Also implying that it's a very difficult thing to do. So you see, we have to realize that what you and I say will determine our outcome in any affair of life. And we need to develop the habit, and this is really important, develop the habit of not speaking the problem, but always speaking the answer. And you see, that puts us in a class which is very peculiar to other people. Because the natural course of events is to say, if we are experiencing symptoms of some form of affliction or other, the natural mind says, well, you just declare you are sick. And you see, everybody else realizes, well, the man's sick. And we accept that as normal. And it is normal in the natural world. But you see, if we can grasp the fact that If we say that we are sick, we are actually claiming that that sickness belongs to us. We are speaking the problem. And the more we speak the problem, the harder it is to overcome it. And without realizing it, we exclude God from the equation. Now, let's get this very clear. Because you and I, in a situation where we are challenged with whatever it is, poverty, failure, defeat, sickness, anything that comes the way of any human being, we look at the problem and we make a choice, you see. If we look at the problem and we speak the problem, we live with the problem. And very often we are ultimately overcome with the problem. However, if we realize that Christ died on the cross, declared that it is finished, and that now you and I are set free from these things, even though they are still there, we have the right to speak the answer. Notice what the Lord said to his disciples. There they are. The background is that fig tree that he spoke and he cursed. They come out of the temple, the thing is folded up. And the disciples say, look at this. His answer to them is, have faith in God. Notice, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Do you see that? Whomsoever, you can have what you speak. If we understand that the moment you and I start to speak the answer, we are actually building up our faith. We are creating enough faith for us to be able to believe. And you see, once you and I are able to believe, God is able to perform on our behalf. That's what he's saying here. To the extent that we can actually move mountains. Not that we need to move mountains, of course, but figuratively speaking, in our lives, all of us face mountains. You see, we have to decide what we are going to say. Your and my mouth is the final arbitrator. There's a lot to this. When we speak, things happen in the physical and in the spiritual. The point is, if we learn to speak the right things on a consistent basis, we start to see the right outcomes on a consistent basis. It's an upward spiral, as opposed to speaking the problem and moving on a downward spiral. Now, the difficulty, of course, is interaction with the world, and people look at you kind of funny when you refuse to say that you're sick. And we need wisdom in this. We're not denying the fact that we are challenged with sickness or problem. But what we are doing is denying those problems to have dominion over us by giving them access to our spirit man. And you see, we need to be cognizant of the fact that others will not understand that. And be careful how we phrase our response when people ask us how you are feeling. I like to say things like, I am being attacked with sickness, which is the fact. But if I can, I say, well, I'm not giving into it, or something like that. What I'm trying to get at is this. In your and my mind, we need to realize whatever we say, we take ownership of. The moment we confess Yeshua as our Lord, we are, in a way, signing in the spirit realm. Every time you and I speak, we are writing contracts in the spirit realm. And what we speak will come to pass. Ultimately. Not necessarily immediately, but ultimately. There's so much more to be said about this. But I'm just trying to express to us that, you see, not only should we be very cautious what we say, but if we want to develop our faith, we need to be proactive and start speaking the answer. Not when we feel afflicted by the problem, but before the problem even gets to us. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Yeshua. We have the right to proclaim them over our lives. Health, protection, prosperity, fulfillment. Everything that we find in the Bible, we have a right to speak it over us. And you see, when you and I start to consistently speak these things over us, it activates our faith man. It activates the spirit man within us in a positive way. It's a great challenge because the natural instinct is to speak how we feel. Can any man bridle his tongue? That's the issue. Well, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can, you see, but we have to decide to do it. And realize this, that you and I, if we want to develop our faith, we have to be very, very careful about what we say. Not only should we avoid saying negative things about ourselves, others, and situations, but we should replace that with speaking positive things, positive words. And if you look throughout the scriptures, the activities of the Lord Yeshua, all the time he wanted people to speak. Those blind men that came to him, crying out for his blessing, for his mercy. What was the first thing he said to them? What do you want? What was he waiting for? He was waiting for them to speak. And the moment blind Bartimaeus said, I want to see, immediately the Lord said, your faith has made you well. Can you see? Those words released faith. Had he said, I want you just to, despite my problems, despite the fact that I was born blind, despite the fact that I'm a beggar, I want you just to make sure that I have a healthy life. And can you see? If he'd gone on to a long sort of dissertation of the problem, the Lord would not have been able to heal him. But he was waiting for him to say, I want my sight. Can you see that? You and I need to be people that habitually speak the answer. It takes a lot of effort to come to the place where we break with the old natural habit of speaking the problem. It takes a great amount of dedication, of commitment, but it does become normal. I'm very wary of saying things like I'm sick. Just learned not to ever say it, except in a context like this. I'm very cautious of what I say. But in addition to that, I spend a lot of time speaking the answers that I want to see from God, that I find in His Word. And I'm encouraging us to develop that process in our lives. And as we're going to be teaching later on, it's important to get into the presence of others that understand these things and behave in the same way. It makes it a lot easier. So let's just add that to our understanding of this process of developing our spirit man. We need to feed what we see, what we hear. We need to put what we hear and what we see into practice as much as we can. But add to that this dynamic that we need to speak right. We need to talk wholesome. We're not just talking about not blaspheming, although that's the starting place for many of us. We're not talking about just not saying the wrong things. We're talking about developing the habit of being proactive and in every situation and even before any situation arises to speak the answer. Speak the answer. Whenever we travel a long distance, we always proclaim protection over us and I always declare that we get safely to where we are going and we come back safely. I speak the answer. I don't say, oh God, protect us. I speak the answer. I thank him for his protection and I speak the answer. What am I doing? I'm releasing faith. And who knows how many times angels have prevented us from having an accident. That's just a small example in life. But you see, we need to be people that are positive, not just in our thought and our deed, but in what we say. It's critically important. That small bit in the horse's mouth controls that massive animal. That small rudder at the back of a massive ship, small by comparison, directs the course of that ship. What you and I consistently say will determine the course of our lives. We need to recognize that. We need to accept it. We need to build into our lives a habit of speaking the answer. And as we do that, thanks be to God, you and I will start to see the answers every day. Be blessed in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen.